Hello, my name is Sammy Ju. I'm your host for NC Asian American Podcast. I just want to share my personal story. I grew up in a Christian family back in South Korea. My father was a pastor. My grandfather was a pastor. I grew up in a Christian home with a lot of expectations from my parents and from my grandparents for me to become a pastor or some sort of spiritual leader. But by the time of 20 years old, I was doing my ministry. I was doing a lot of church ministry related activities, but without saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. My father's friend once called me and he challenged me to see if I know really the gospel. And I thought it was the dumbest question because I grew up in a church. I could recite 50 Bible verses related to salvation. And do I really know the gospel? Of course. But whenever I met him, he kept asking me, "Do you know the gospel? Do you know the gospel?" He asked me the same question maybe 30 times. I was irritated. I could not put up with all his questions, so I quit meeting him. However, God started to work in my heart in an amazing way. Every time I opened the Bible, I read scriptures, and it really convicted me that I was a sinner. And that lasted for 2 years, that every time I opened up the Bible, I could see clearly that I was a sinner. So I prayed to God, "Father, please forgive me. Please forgive me." But I did not have much of a peace. So it went about 2 years praying a tons of sinner's prayer each day. But until September 2000, I did not have much of a freedom. Around that time, someone approached me and he said, "Jesus Christ died for your past, present, future sins." And that sentence was so familiar. I knew that for a long time, but that day in September 2000, that was so different. I experienced the freedom by the forgiveness from God through Jesus Christ. I went home, read the scripture, Hebrews chapter 7, 8, and 9, so clearly told me that Christ died once for all. That was a sure foundation of my salvation, that Christ forgave my sins through his death and resurrection. From that time on, I became so sure that God's love and God's grace was upon me, and he saved me by his power, by his grace. 3 months later, God called me for missions, and that was 15 days before I came to America. I came to America as a seminary student, and I took all missions-related courses. I was looking for where I could serve for missions. And in 2000, spring semester, I was sitting in the garden, in the square garden in UCSF as a school project. I saw a lot of people moving back and forth, and most of the students were international students coming from different countries. And I felt that God was telling me that for me to reach out to these international students, reach, raise, and send them back to their countries, to their people as missionaries. And 3 years later, I was still in the seminary, in the classroom. I felt like these international students are like 21st century Moses, as Moses met God in the wilderness, and God sent Moses back to Egypt to lead his people to the promised land. God has sent these international students to the United States. God has a special plan to meet them and send them back to their countries, to their people, to lead their people to Jesus Christ. So from that time on until this year, 2017, I've served for international students in the Triangle area in North Carolina for 15 years. And God has opened up the door at North Carolina Baptist State Convention to work for Asian Americans. So since this March 2017, I've been serving for Asian Americans, first generation immigrants and their descendants, second and third Asian Americans. My heart and my goal is to proclaim the gospel, to help the churches to proclaim the gospel, to develop discipleship strategy, to connect first and second generation for the Great Commission, and to develop leadership pipeline for Christ. And I've started this podcast to highlight and network second generation Asian American leaders. And I was looking back how God has saved me, how God has led me to this point. I was just amazed that by His love for immigrants, diaspora, because God used diaspora people in the Bible in a numerous way, in an amazing way. Just like 21st century Moses, not only international students, but immigrants and their descendants are like 21st century Moses. But not just a Moses, there are several examples in scripture who are like immigrants and second generations. For example, Apostle Paul, he was Jewish, but he grew up in Hellenistic cultural area, and he was fluent in both in Hebrew and Greek, and he reached out to Hellenistic Jews and the Gentiles, as you can see in the scripture. And I felt like, wow, Paul is like a great example of second generation Asian Americans who grew up in America, who are familiar with their parents' culture, language, but also who can speak English perfectly in America, so they can go back and forth between their parents' culture and the majority culture here. They can speak both languages, and they can penetrate both culture, just like Paul did. So I felt like, wow, we have 21st century Moses and 21st century Paul, the most prominent leader figure in Old Testament and New Testament. So that really excites me a lot, and I want to serve, I want to help local churches to raise 21st century Moses, 21st century Paul, by reaching out to Asian Americans, by raising them up as leaders. Many Asian American churches are suffering for lack of leaderships because there are not so much of a development for leaders. So I really want to spend my time and invest my time in prayer and sharing, in training and coaching and teaching for Asian Americans to really find their identity in Christ and to develop their godly leadership, spiritual leadership for God's kingdom, for His glory, so they can be used like Moses and Paul to lead their people and to lead other than their people groups, their people and other people to Jesus Christ. Thank you so much for listening, and please join me in prayer and join this podcast to spread this out to other Asian Americans and those who are reaching out, Asians and Asian Americans, to join the endeavor, join the God's work that He saves and raise His people for Christ. Thank you.